You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
You know, as we are singing these songs about Jesus, and I've said this before, but in 1959, that last song we sang about Jesus, what was that song, the last song we just sang? His Name is Wonderful. And Audrey Meyer wrote that. And I'll never forget, she wrote it in 1959. In 1960, we were up here in Hayward at a youth conference, and about every 3 months, you would have a sing-along, and the churches would get together, and they brought her in, and she said, "I just wrote this song last year, and it's starting to catch on, not only here in America, but around the world. His name is wonderful." And you sang it so wonderful tonight. Before we pass the elements, I want you to see in the book of Luke, in Luke chapter 1 and verse 31, "Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus." The name Jesus was a very familiar name at this time. It was familiar with the Jews because of Jesus simply means the deliverer. And they all were looking for a deliverer out of Egypt. All the bondage that they suffered in Egypt, and all the time prior and after that, all the prophets, they all looked for Jesus. And every Jewish home would look for Jesus to come. And here an angel said, "His name shall be called Jesus." What a name. There's something about that name. I remember the first time I grew up right here, but we had one black boy in our school of 2,500 high schoolers. We had just a few Hispanics. It was all white Americans. And I'll never forget, about 1965, I saw a Hispanic man, and he had the name Jesus. I thought, "You can't do that. You can't do that. That's not right." And I didn't know it was Jesus. But what a name. What a name, the name of Jesus. "At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow." And the Bible says his name shall be called Jesus. I want you to see that verse number 30 says this. And the angel said to her two words, "Fear not." I tell you why, Mary, you don't have to fear. Jesus is coming. And he's coming, and you're going to be the mother of all nations. Jesus has come. Don't fear. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow.
Amen.
I appreciate you folks praying for our son and his dear wife this week. And Brother Tim told me, pastors down in Arizona, he's supposed to be here tomorrow, but he's not coming. They were going to spend 10 days with us, and we're going to take a vacation time together. And then this awful accident took place. I want you to pray for Lawson. They're trying to wake him up right now, and they may have to put him right back to sleep. It's going to take 2 to 24 hours to wake him up, and then they might put him right back to sleep. He's 13, and we're waiting for all these results. And it's just a sad thing to see a little boy like that you love so much lying in that hospital bed in Phoenix. But I told the ladies this last night. Our son Tim said, "Dad," and he said it with tears in his eyes. He may be watching right now. "If I have to spend the rest of my life pushing my son in a wheelchair and him not knowing my name or that I'm his father, I'll gladly do it for the glory of God." He said, "I'm not going to fail God. Jesus has never failed us. I've learned so much from watching our kids suffer, watching my wife suffer this year with cancer, watching this church suffer with us. We've never tried to bring a problem. It seems like preachers across America said, I'm praying for you, Brother Treber, and we just have to have you pray. But I don't fear tomorrow. I don't know what the future holds. But I know that I don't have to fear because Jesus is with me.
Praise God.
Mary, you don't have to fear. It was a frightful thing because she was told she's going to be a mother, and she'd not even known a man. She was engaged to a man. In fact, the Bible even says that they, before they even came together, a man would get engaged, he'd be espoused. The Bible says in Matthew, he'd be espoused to a woman, he'd be engaged, and he'd get engaged and then leave her for 1 year. In that 1 year period of time, it would prove what type of morals she had. Was she gonna have a child out of wedlock? If so, he could put her away with divorcement. Though he had never known her, he could put her away. He'd go back to his father's house for 1 year. Every Jewish boy did this. In that year, he would either build on his dad's property or build and attach it to his father's house. I like that. Families are close. And your family on this Lord's table night ought to be close to one another. We have 22 in our immediate family with our three children and all their children, my wife and I. And I tell you what, it is just so thrilling to watch our kids and our grandkids all turn to God. Amen. Tabitha, I've seen it, you've seen it, all the text, all of it, all these grown adult children now and those that are growing up as in high school, texting, and we're praying for Landon Lawson. We're praying that God's will be done in his life. You know, child of God, God's building us a house. He espoused us, he married us, he accepted us in the beloved. And he's gone to prepare a house for us, and he's preparing that house right now, that where he is, we're gonna be also one day. My Bible says his name shall be called Jesus. Verse 32, he shall be, what's that next word? Great. I always write the word great in every text I text everybody. I text all day long, and I always spell great, capital G, capital R, capital E, capital A, capital T, great. I get emails all day long, and they print them out for me, and then I handwrite them, and I always write, God is great, and I capitalize every letter. Everything about God is great. Everything about God's institution, the church, is great. Everything about God's people is great. Mrs. Treber and I have experienced that so much for 50 years here. We have had the greatest church in world history.
Amen.
I just believe it. I don't believe there's another church like it. But look what else the Bible says of his reign, and of his reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. King Jesus is coming again. And he'll set up his kingdom. And I want you to see the Holy Ghost is present, verse 34. And Mary said unto the angel, what shall this be? Seeing I know not a man. I'm engaged, but I don't even know a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. He comes and he intercedes on our behalf. He comes and he teaches us. He guides us. He instructs us. He comforts us in all of our tribulation. Oh, the comfort that no one else can give, but that Jesus Christ can give through the Holy Spirit of God. Our Father, tonight as we pass these elements, we thank you for the bread representing the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we pass this bread tonight, I pray that, dear God, we would recognize that your body was broken on our behalf. May we introspect on our behalf. Lord, may we confess all known sin before we ever participate. And then when we get to the cup, may we flee our sins and flee to Calvary, for Calvary covers it all. Bless these moments together, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.